Next item on the agenda is report, discussion, and possible action from the RFPG on update from the Region 8 technical consultant as it relates to item one, responses to public and Texas Water Development comments received on the first draft. Item two, action item, approve recommended FMEs, FMSs, and FMPs. Item 5.3, update on tasks 11, 12, and 13. And item 5.4, general regional flood planning updates. Sam, I guess we're, I'm sorry. David Lilly has joined the meeting as well. Sam.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're here in Waco, and apparently Waco has a tornado watch in effect. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah, we're okay so far.
We're okay so far. There's no tornado warnings. But yes, you can see that they're north of here in Dallas. There was some activity this morning. So what I want to do is cover a few things. Shouldn't take very long what we have this for you this morning, but want to just talk a little bit about the comments we received and how we address them. You can find the comments from the Texas Water Development Board as well as the public comments and our responses on the website that was provided to you. It's on the Lower Brazos Flood .org site. We're also going to bring before you today our final list of FMEs, FMSs, and FMPs, just a slight adjustment, and we'll talk a little bit about what that, the purpose or the reason behind that adjustment. And then we'll talk a little bit about the task 12 and 13, where we are on that effort. And the item there on the approved budget adjustments, that we won't need to go into that. We won't have any action on that today. There will be no adjustment to the budget. And then finally, we'll have you vote on adopting the first ever regional flood plan for the Lower Brazos Basin. So just to remind you on schedule where we are, and you can see tasks 1 through 11 are to be completed here by the end of December. And we will be moving on with tasks 12 and 13, which we talked about in our last meeting. And you'll see that our submittal date for the draft regional or the regional flood plan for the Lower Brazos is due January 10th. And so we have that on the website for people to take a look at. Moving forward from this point, we'll just need to finalize the document, send it off for printing, and send that to deliver it to the Texas Water Development Board by January 10th. So we did receive comments from the Texas Water Development Board on the draft plan that we submitted back in August. And then we also received comments from the public, and I'll just in general talk about what comments we received and how we address them. So the Texas Water Development Board gave us comments in two levels. Basically, there was a level one comments where these were required to be addressed before resubmitting the final plan. And then there was a level two, which were optional comments for consideration for us to consider in updating the plan. We did provide responses to all of the comments, and we've submitted a preliminary version of that to the Texas Water Development Board for their feedback on how we were going to address comments. And we did receive some responses back from them. And we did finalize our comments and all those. That's what you see published online. And we did address the level one and level two comments. And in general, the level two comments were primarily focused on adding some detail to the text and refining some of the figures and exhibits. And really in level one, most of the comments were really towards just some reconciling some of the GIS information with some of the tables, make sure everything was matching. So we did update some of the maps in the report to really look at what the extents of the FMEs, FMSs, and FMPs. So that was one of the changes that we did have to address for the level one comments. We did have to look a little bit closer at the critical facilities data sets that were provided, and getting some alignment between using shapes, polygons versus point data. And we did address those comments. This was a similar issue as some of the other regions were also trying to address. We did add some detail to some of the text and some areas to increase clarity. And then once again, updating the values in the text to make sure that they were all reconciled with the GIS data. On the public comments side, the comments that we received were primarily geared toward the Task 8 recommendations. We did receive quite a few comments from the Corps of Engineers, specifically Mr. Jerry Cotter. It did appear that these comments did go to several other regions as well. So we applied those that seemed applicable to the Lower Brazos region. We did address those. In some cases, we did. What I tried to do is make sure that the comments they provided did align with some of the responses that we are, or some of the recommendations we already had in Task 8, which were the recommendations to the legislature and to the Texas Water Development Board on moving forward with regional flood planning. And so there was alignment with some of the comments. And so we provided responses saying that these comments, align with the intent of our recommendation. So we did not make any changes to Chapter 8. We did receive comments from Texas Parks and Wildlife wanting to consider improvements that would, consider environmental impacts and inclusion of nature-based solutions. We did have some text in the report that makes recommendations on using those, but our study does not necessarily develop projects. It looks at who has projects and what they are doing and bringing all that information together. So the intent or the overall effort of the regional flood plan was not to develop any new projects. Now with Task 12 and 13, which we'll talk about in a little bit, does identify, the intent of that is to identify some feasible projects that could help reduce flood risk. We also did receive some other comments from the Texas A&M Disaster Resiliency Group and some recommendations and additional measures for the Navasota River Basin. All of those are in our document that we have online that provide our responses to those. And we did get some comments as well from several entities that did want to include some projects in the plan. We brought those to you already back in October, and we did vote on that already. So we'll talk a little bit more about some adjustments to that based on some of the requirements Texas Water Development Board has, but Ryan will go over that shortly. So I did cover what we did talk about in our responses. And this summarizes what I already spoke to you about in what we provided in our responses to the comments. So once again, you can take a look at those if you would like, if you have any other comments on those. But those are the responses that we are providing to the Texas Water Development Board within our report that will be going out January 10th. We did receive a checklist from the Texas Water Development Board last week, for it went out to all of the regions so that we can know what needs to be submitted, and we will be submitting two hard copies of the report to the Texas Water Development Board on January 10th. So with that, if there are any questions on the comments, or I guess are there any questions or comments on the responses that we gave to the public and the Texas Water Development Board? If not, we'll move on to talk about the recommended lists.
Okay, do we have any questions for Sam? I see one hand up, but I can't figure out who it is at this point.
Yeah, hi Sam, this is Landon Erickson with the Corps. I just had a question. You mentioned the comments that you had received from Jerry. The responses to each of those comments, are those published or do we have access to those?
Yes, if you go to lowerbrazosflood.org, you will see under planning documents that the responses to all the comments are there in a PDF format.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Okay, thank you, Landon. Are there any other questions? Okay, if not, what's your next item?
All right, so next we're going to talk about the list that we need to vote on for approval, some of the changes that we had from our meeting in October,
This is just be a quick update, and then we'll have the group vote on those to finalize that list for the submittal. I'll have Ryan go over that.
Thanks, Sam. So if y'all remember back in October, we had, based off of some comments we received from City of Waco and College Station and I think Waller County, we had presented y'all an updated list of FMXs based off of their comments. We had added some and moved some around from FME to FMP. Since October, we looked closer at those FMPs. Let me go to the next slide. We looked at some of those FMPs in closer detail, especially in the modeling. At first pass, what we would do is we would look through the reports and we would note that there was a no impact statement provided in the reports to satisfy the requirements of the Texas Water Development Board to have no adverse impacts as a result. So whenever we presented those to you, we were basing our analysis off of those statements and we made the recommendation to make them FMPs. Based off of going in, looking into the models a little bit more and looking at the specific criteria that the Texas Water Development Board provided, they have specific requirements as far as what an impact is. And based off of what we found in the modeling for several of the City of Waco projects, and after analyzing it against the guidelines with the Texas Water Development Board, we recommend doing further analysis on those FMPs to make sure there's no adverse impact. Some of the modeling suggested that there were impacts with according to the Texas Water Development Board guidelines. And so it's not in our scope to go in and adjust those models at this point. So we still want to recommend them. We think they're good projects. We just want to recommend that they do further study. So we recommend moving all of the City of Waco FMPs that were provided to us to FMEs as recommended FMEs. And there was also one in Fort Bend County, the Andrus Creek Channel Improvements as well. There was no mitigation associated with that project. So there were impacts associated with that project as well. So further analysis will need to be done to kind of cover the mitigation side on all of these. Any questions or comments on these?
Yes, Sujeeth.
Thank you, Chair. Ryan, the title Loop 340 Berm and Frontage Road Improvements, how is that in relation to the 1 square mile or helping any of the flood damage reductions? The same thing on the new road to Homan Avenue. When you have a road right there, are we trying to get into this roadway projects or something?
We did check all of these projects to make sure that they met the 1 square mile rule that we had in it. And we walked through these projects with the City of Waco, and they do satisfy the 1 square mile. The names can be somewhat misleading. The benefit area is bigger than just a single road. And all of these, so we did check those for service area.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any other questions? Okay, seeing none, are you looking for a motion, from what I understand, to approve these?
So yes, sir. This is Sujeeth.
Okay, we have a motion by Sujeeth. Do I have a second?
Second, this is Anthony Beach.
A second by Anthony Beach. Do I have any objection to the motion? Do I have any objection to that motion? Seeing none, the motion stands approved. Okay, so we're cool. Thank you very much. Looks like we're moving on to the next item.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I wanted to give a very brief update on where we're at on task 12 and 13. We'll do this at every meeting and let y'all see what progress we're making and answer any questions. So we just started task 12. We had this list of 4 regional studies approved at the October meeting. What we're doing is we're approaching this from the top down. So we've started doing studying on 1 and 2, which is Comanche Indian Creek and then the Lampasas Sulphur Creek. I think around February, we will see what our burn rate is as far as labor, how much progress we've made, and we'll be able to better anticipate whether we'll be able to do 3 and 4. And so as we are getting closer to February and March, we'll let y'all know what we're seeing as far as our ultimate deliverable. We'll have to kind of reevaluate how much effort's gonna be needed to take to do the early warning system for the whole lower Brazos region. So we're going to incorporate that into our analysis of how much we think we can get done at that point. But for now, we are starting with 1 and 2 and putting 3 and 4 on hold until sometime early next year. Just as a recap on the scope, what we're planning on doing is creating a high level, kind of like a base level engineering model with rain on mesh to help us quickly analyze these entire regions. And then based off of that, the high level modeling will identify high flood risk areas. Usually those are concentrated near high population density areas like towns or cities located in high flood risk areas. Based off of what we see with those, we'll create like a heat map and identify 2 to 3 problem areas. And based off of those areas with high flood risk, we'll add additional detail to the modeling, such as culverts and bridges. And we may do some field measurements and stuff like that. And then based off of that, we will develop 1 to 2 mitigation projects for each region based off of those problem areas. We'll make structural recommendations, could be channel improvements, bridge improvements, culvert increase, stuff like that, or detention ponds. And then we will make sure once we develop those mitigation projects that as a result of those projects, there's no adverse impact. So we'll make recommendations as far as mitigation and do some cost estimates for mitigation efforts to make sure there's no impacts per the TWDB's guidelines. And then we'll at the end of that, we'll evaluate those projects to make sure that they satisfy all of the data requirements and for them to be included as an FMP into the regional flood plan. And all that will be ready to go in May of next year. So again, that's the scope. At the end, we also have some documentation that will be incorporated into the plan with some exhibits and maps supporting our assumptions, and that will cover the result of our analysis. This is where we're at as far as task completion. We started data collection. We've gathered public data, GIS data. A lot of the LIDAR had to be mosaiced and merged and then clipped to the region, and along with all the other data sets, land use and building structures, all that kind of stuff. So all that's been completed. We will continue to do data collection as needed as far as getting field measurements and stuff like that. But a bulk of the data collection has been completed for all 4 of the studies. It was just easier to do them in one big batch to do all 4. And we've just kicked off the rapid assessment modeling. We are going in and creating fresh models using HECRAS, and I'll kind of get in a little bit more detail on that in the next slide of what we're doing there. Again, things to be completed: identify 1 to 2 problem areas, do additional detailed modeling in those problem areas, and then we'll develop structural mitigation projects. We will evaluate those, doing the BCRs, doing the cost benefit, all that kind of stuff to make sure that they satisfy all the requirements of the TWDB, and then we'll incorporate those into the plan. As far as our understanding before was that we would develop a flood early warning system recommendation for each region, but that seems to be more of a regional effort. So we will not be, I don't think we'll be doing specific flood early warning systems for each problem area. I think we'll just look at a more regional level. So that would be a separate task that we'll be doing on the side while we're doing these modeling. Marty kind of talked about data collection. Again, we are collecting rainfall data, terrain, land use, soil data to help us do all the hydrology and hydraulic efforts, and then building footprints that we will be using to help us identify flood risk reduction, and then benefits as a result of these projects. And then with the rapid assessment modeling, just kind of a high level overview of what that is. Again, we'll use riverine modeling software, and we'll be using the latest 2D technology to be able to do hydrology and hydraulics combined within the single model. We've done this several, this is becoming more commonplace, especially with BLE, base level engineering, where you just apply the rain to a grid and to a hydraulic grid, and all the routing and infiltration and runoff is all done in the single model. And that will help us be able to get a really good understanding of flood risk quickly and easily to satisfy this task 12 requirement. So That's what we're doing. We're developing those. That will probably take a few months for us to develop these models, and we'll give you a firmer update in probably around February as we're getting closer to cleaning and finishing these models up. And then as we move forward, I'll put together, I'll have a more detailed schedule of how we think to show our completion and progress for each of these regional studies. So that will, I'll try to get that presented to y'all in January or the next meeting. So this is where we're at. We're December 2022. Our goal is to have work done on task 12 and 13 done in May of 2023. So we are on a tight timeline, but again, I'll give you all some more detailed schedules at the next meeting to see how we're going to meet these goals. So any questions on task 12 and 13 update?
Okay, do we have any questions?
Chair, this is Sujit. I have a question. In terms of your budget, Sam or Ryan, you're going to show that you're going to have some funds left for your alert system, right? Which is on a high level view.
Yeah. I think we can probably present that at the next meeting of kind of giving our estimate of how much that will cost. We'll go back and reevaluate what we want to do and how much we think it will cost, and we'll incorporate that into the regional studies and see how that can fit in. It may be where we do the regional studies 1 and 2 and the remaining funds get focused on an early warning system. We just need to go back and crunch those numbers for y'all.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Okay, seeing none.